the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the major Rishonim, Tosfos, at least the first Shita and Tosfos, the major Rishonim seem to work with the assumption that Kiddush Al Hayayin is only Derabbanan. Midyaraisa, you don't need Yayin in order to be Yotzei Kiddush. Now, based on this, the Magen Avram has a Chiddush. Now, some of you were questioning in Seder, why is this really a Chiddush? So let's try and understand, why is this really a Chiddush? So the Magen Avram tries to say that based on the Rambam, based on Tosos, based on the Shita, that Kiddush Al Hayayin is only Derabbanan. That would seemingly mean that when you daven Shmona Esrei, and you say the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, Atokidashta, right? You made Shabbos holy. So you're speaking, seemingly, if we go through the Rambam, at least in Mishnah Torah, if we see him, right, go through what he says is required statements for Kiddush, you need to speak about how great the day is, how it's holy. So we say that, Atokidashta, you separated this day, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. L'chor your Yotzei Kiddush with your davening. This is the Kiddush of the Magen Avraham. Now, I wouldn't necessarily have said that. I might have said, listen, davening is one thing. It's a mitzvah to daven. There's another mitzvah called Kiddush. You know, you can't double dip over here. You davened. Good, that was davening. Obviously, davening is going to have Shabbos themes at Shabbos. And davening, we're going to say Mekadesh HaShabbos because it's Shabbos, but that's not Kiddush. Then I have to go home and I get my family. You know, there's something called Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So I have to get my family together. And I'm going to announce and say, okay, guys, let's start the meal. So before we start the meal, I would just like to make a declaration. Hashem made Shabbos. It's a beautiful day. It's very special. It's different from all the other days. Thank you, God, for making Shabbos. Shabbos is so holy. All right, guys, let's start the meal. Maybe that's what you have to do. You have to do something called Kiddush. Davening is one thing. That's davening. Then there's something else called Kiddush. That perhaps is something I would have said. You know, Kiddush has to be Makom Suda. Maybe Kiddush Makom Suda is the Oraisa. We saw a discussion. Does it come from a Pasuk? Is it a Sfara? So the Magen Avraham, in order to say it's Kiddush, he has to assume a few things. He first of all has to assume, like the Shita, that Kiddush Al Hayayin is Derabbanan. Number two, he builds it on the Shita of the Rambam, that Kiddush means to just speak about the day, mention Shabbos, mention the word Shabbos, mention the idea of Shabbos. So therefore, when you daven, you're mentioning it. Or maybe according to the Ramban, maybe there needs to be a more formal process if you're being Mekadesh. I can't just like double dip and chop Kiddush when I daven. See, for the Rambam, Kiddush is about mentioning Shabbos. Okay, good, so when I daven, I mention it. But according to the Ramban, it's this act of sanctification. So maybe you can't like daven and say, oh, I also was Mekayim, sanctifying it requires like having very explicit kavanah that this is what I'm doing, I'm sanctifying Shabbos. Not, oh, I happen to have mentioned it, so I'm Yotzei. Also, the Magen Avraham has to assume that Kiddush Makom Suda is not Dioraisa. Because if Kiddush Makom Suda is Dioraisa, is part of Kiddush, part of the definition of Kiddush is that it's done by Makom Suda. I'm not by Makom Suda in Shul. So there are a bunch of things that Magen Avraham has to assume in order to sell us his Kiddush. Yeah?
What's the first assumption again?
That that we hold that Kiddush Ala Yayin is only Derabbanan. You don't need Yayin, or else you'd also be stuck. The Magen Avraham says it's Dioraisa without Yayin.
Right.
You don't need Yayin.
Right.
He has to say that, or else you wouldn't be Yotzei with davening. Right.
Why is it necessarily true that if you say like Kiddush Makom Suda with Derabbanan, it could just be two separate dinim, meaning there could be a Kiddush and a Kiddush Makom Suda are two separate dinim.
It's more of a Suda dinim. Because if you learned that it's a Kiddush, and that was one of the things we saw, right?
Yeah.
If it's a Kiddush, right? So I'm saying he's assuming within Kiddush Makom Suda that it's Derabbanan, and also it's a Kiddush dinim. Okay. Well, it's only Derabbanan. Once it's Derabbanan, it's something to talk about. Because he's talking about being Yotzei on the Dioraisa level. Even if you would assume it's Dioraisa, then you could say, oh, it's a Suda din and it's not a problem. So you could play with it then also. That's what I'm trying to say. But there are some nafkamina to this Magen Avraham. Nafkamina number one is a din that's explicit at the very beginning of Reishayin Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reishayin Aleph, the very beginning of the Siman on Kiddush, that you have to be mamaher to make Kiddush. Right when you get home, you have to make Kiddush. Meaning, yeah, we have to be normal. But theoretically, if we wanted to express this in the most extreme way, when davening's over in shul Friday night, you shouldn't stick around schmoozing for 25 minutes. You should go home. Why? Because you have to make Kiddush. And the Rambam, especially for the Ramban, that you're actually sanctifying the day, but even the Rambam says that it's right to do it as early to the beginning of Shabbos as you can. Kiddush belongs at the beginning of Shabbos, either because we're trying to chop the bookends, like the Rambam says, or for the Ramban, if you're sanctifying the day, that should be as close to the beginning of the day as possible. So the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, we're going to get in there. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you should be memaher to go home immediately and say Kiddush, which means you probably shouldn't schmooze for 25 minutes after shul, and when you get home, okay, you know, you say Shalom Aleichem and Eish Eschayil, but you shouldn't then like go and sit on the couch and relax and schmooze and then start the meal. You should start the meal right when you get home. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, though, that according to the Magen Avraham, that's probably not true. Because you've already done the mitzvah of Kiddush. Okay, it's true, you haven't done it b'shleimusa because you haven't done it in the Durabanan way, alayayin. But there isn't as much of a pressure to quickly get home and make Kiddush, because you already don't say shul. So I made Kiddush very close to the beginning of Shabbos. And I already made Kiddush midyoraisa. So maybe I can have a little bit more wiggle room in terms of not rushing home right away. The Mishnah Berurah ends, just as a side point, it's a nice muster point that, in general, I hope one of the things you're going to gain from the sugya is you're going to get such a great appreciation for who the Chafetz Chaim was. You know, we think of the Chafetz Chaim as, well, he was a nice old man who spoke a lot about not speaking Lashon Hara. No, that's backwards. He happened to have also spoken a lot about, but he was Gedolei Yisrael in learning also. And when you read the Be'er Halacha, you will see as you get continue in life and continue in Mirtz Hashem to learn lots of Be'er Halachas and lots of Mishnah Berurahs. Every time you learn a sugya really well and you think you really have the sugya down, you open up the Be'er Halacha and you realize, like, wow, the Chafetz Chaim owned this sugya. And then you just see it sugya after sugya. So, what were we just saying? Why did I start mentioning? Yeah, what is he saying? At the end though, the Mishnah Berurah though, he does add in, he gives away a little bit of his Musar side as well. And he adds in a nice little extra piece of Musar, and he says that even though Me'ikra Din, you probably don't need to make Kiddush right away anymore because we're Yotze, according to the Magen Avraham. But if your wife is hungry, or if your children are hungry, or if you have guests, especially poorer guests, who probably didn't have a big lunch, so then you should make Kiddush right away anyway. You might not need to al pi halacha in terms of Hilchos Kiddush, but there the halachas ve'ed adam l'chaveiro that would push you to make Kiddush. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says that. Mishnah Berurah says that at the end of the piece there. Okay, that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is a katam.
Shouldn't it also push you to make Kiddush early because they haven't heard Kiddush yet?
You're saying they also, right, for them also, that they should be able to make the minutes of Kiddush. Very nice. That's excellent. Very nice.
They're the
Oraisa. Right. The other din, the other nafkamina is a katan. Is a katan able to make Kiddush and be motzi a gavna? When we say katan, we don't mean like a 3-year-old. We mean a katan who's already at the age of chinuch. So he's 12 years old, he's getting close to his bar mitzvah, he's already chinuch age, he understands what Shabbos is, he understands what Kiddush is, and he knows the Ramban, Kadsho, or Zohar, you know, he's holding in the sugya, he understands what's going on, so can he make Kiddush for you? Normally you would say, no way, he's a katan, I'm a gadol. Yeah, but he's chayiv midirabanan because of chinuch. And you're only chayiv midirabanan now, because you were yotzei and davening. So he could be motzei you, because you're both chayiv midirabanan. That's the Mishnah brings that down as another nafkamina. That your son can make Kiddush for you and make Kiddush alakos, because Kiddush alakos is only Durabanan. He's Chayim Durabanan, you're Chayim Durabanan. So he can be Motzi you in Kiddush alakos. Now the truth is that also is making certain assumptions, because there's a whole question of the mitzvah of, we're not doing the sugya right now, of the mitzvah of Chinuch. But is mitzvah of Chinuch mean that he's Chayiv? Or is the Chayiv that I have a Chayiv of Chinuch to mechanech him? It's not his Chayiv. And even if you want to say it is his chiv, klali prati. What do I mean by that? When the katan's chayiv in Kiddush because of chinuch, let's say it's not the father's chiv, it's the kid's chiv. Is that a chiv klali or a chiv prati? What do I mean by that? Is he chayiv in Kiddush? Or is he chayiv in something called chinuch? So when he's shaking the lulav and I say to him, hey man, what are you doing? He doesn't say, oh, I'm doing the durabanan form of lulav. He would say, I'm doing chinuch. And when he's making Kiddush, he's not doing Kiddush. He's doing a klali thing called chinuch. So is he able to be motzi me? Mishnah Berurah says yes. Well, wait a second. That's only if he's doing Kiddush. Maybe he's doing chinuch. And if he's doing chinuch, He's not going to be motzi me my chi of kiddush al hakos when he's doing something else called chinuch. So that's an interesting longish discussion that could be had. But Lemay says, you see, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that he could be motzi me if you hold like the Magen Avraham. In the Bar Halacha, he's not so sure about it, but he has a discussion about it. But that's what he writes there in the Mishnah Berurah. I believe in the Bar Halacha, he's ma'arich sadi ma'akata. Maybe it's about something else actually. I don't remember 100%.
You're already yotzei,
but d'oraisa. The only chi of you have left is this dirabanan mitzvah called kiddush al hakos. So he could be motzi you in that.
That's what I said to Marty yesterday. We were talking about if it's a woman motzi you.
Good, right. So we're going to talk more about that. Right, excellent. We're going to talk about that more as well. Certainly, the Shulchan Aruch writes it in Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes that your wife can be motzi you in Kiddush. Because, right, you come home, she could say Kiddush because she has a Chiyuv D'oraisa and you have a Chiyuv D'oraisa. Mishnah Berurah quotes from a line of Achronim, a bunch of Achronim, who say that she should probably only do it if it's the immediate core family. She shouldn't do it if there are guests there and other people there, that might be not appropriate, or that might be it's a sneeze issue or a kalisha issue if she starts going into the whole kivan or that might be an issue. Now, the Magen Avraham sounds good, quoted on the books here. We have some nafka mina. The truth is that the Magen Avraham is not accepted by everyone, and there are a bunch of issues that are raised with the Magen Avraham. The first one, the major one, that you guys, I know a lot of you spend a lot of time on, is the question of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is asking from a Gemara, not from the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch is asking from a Gemara. The Gemara, and I apologize I didn't give you the Gemara inside, I probably should have. The Gemara in Pesachim, on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says like this, Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, V'tzorach Shiyazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim B'kiddush Hayom. Gemara quotes a Xer Shava of sorts here that it says Laman Tizkor and it says Zachor. We have the word Zachor and Zachor. I mean, it doesn't really word it in the classic wording always of a. It's probably a Xer Shava. Let's assume it's a Xer Shava. And we learn from there that when you make Kiddush, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Indeed, when we say Kiddush, classic Kiddush, we say, We mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. We spoke about this already, because that's a little bit of a kasha. Because Shabbos is not really about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is really about Brias Olam. So we mentioned that a little bit, but that's based, seemingly, on the Gemara over here. So asks the Minchas Chinuch, how can you say that according to the Magen Avraham, you're Yotzei Kiddush and Davening? If you flip through the Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, you will not, I'm not going to do it because it's not there. You're not going to find any mention to Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush of Shabbos. In the davening, of Friday night davening. So how could the Magen Avraham tell me that I'm Yotzei Kiddush D'oraisa when I daven? I didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. The Bar Halacha quotes it also, and he says, I heard that the Minchas Chinuch asked this question as well. So how will we save the Magen Avraham from the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch? So I think there are three ways to answer the question of the Minchas Chinuch on the Magen Avraham. Now the Minchas Chinuch, by the way, doesn't suggest these answers. Minchas Chinuch rejects the Magen Avraham. He says, you're not Yotzei Kiddush in davening. Which means that when you get home and you make Kiddush al hakos, you're going to be mekayim both the D'oraisa of Kiddush and the D'rabbanan. And that means you have to do it miyad, and a katan for sure can't be motzi you. That's the Minchas Chinuch's approach. But the Magen Avraham feels that it's okay, so how are we going to defend him from this kasha, from the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin? Now, I should just note that this Gemara here in Kuf Yud Zayin is not argued on by anyone in the Gemara. It's seemingly based on a Gezeirah Shava, and Gezeirah Shavas you have to have a Masorah for, probably, so it seems like this is something that's on the books, and the Rif quotes it. Indeed, actually, right here on the page, the Rashbam seems to accept it lahalacha in Tosfos. Tosfos here on the page writes, V'lokach kavu zeich liyitzias Mitzrayim. That's why in our Kiddush we say the words, liyitzias, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because we're being mekayim this din. He even wants to bring down a possibility that maybe the malachos are connected to Mitzrayim. So everyone's accepting this Gemara seemingly. So what's up with the Magen Avraham? How can you be Yotzei Kiddush with davening? So, three approaches. Approach number one, it's a very nice Gemara, but you don't really need it. Indeed, if you look in the Rambam in Mishneh Torah does not mention it. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, well, it depends which volume, which edition you have. If you have the standard old edition, so it says there you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is strange. Why would he write it in Sefer HaMitzvos and not write it in Mishneh Torah? In fact, when we have a machlokas between them, so some people like to say, oh, so it's a machlokas Rishonim. You know, you've got Rambam here and Rambam here. Machlokas Rishonim. Because Rambam wrote it at different points in his life. He wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos when he was young. Now, just in case you're thinking, like, oh, he was young, he didn't know anything. So I just want to clarify for you. When he was in his 20s, he finished his Perush on all of Shisha Sidre Mishnah. His Perush on Mishnayos, he wrote that in his 20s. So he had already not only learned all of Mishnayos, but he already wrote a Perush on all of Mishnayos. And he writes that his Perush is based on the Gemara. He paskins, and his Perush, he says, you know, you can't really understand the Mishnah without having learned the Gemara. So my Perush is going to explain the Mishnah in light of what goes on in the Gemara. So
his Perush is better than
the Gemara. I wouldn't say better or worse. It's just that he didn't just read the Mishnah and say, like, okay, let me write a Perush in the Mishnah, and then I'll get on to learning Gemara. No, no. He learned all of Mishnah, all of Gemara, and then wrote his Perush on the Mishnah. So that was that's a pretty impressive feat. And pretty big accomplishment. So that's what the Rambam writes there. Then when he was older, when he was in his 40s or 50s or so, he wrote the Mishneh Torah. So I don't know why in Perush Mishnayos he mentions this chiyuv to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then when he wrote the Mishneh Torah later in life, he didn't mention that. If you look in the Frankel edition, and if you look in more critical editions of the Sefer HaMitzvos, so they don't have the words Yetzias Mitzrayim in them, and in the footnotes it says there, that in the early editions, it's not there. So we don't know exactly how it crept in. Rav Yitz is considering doing a doctorate on this Rambam here, and he's going to do the research and let us know how it was that the words Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, those are not words that just like automatically just like appear in Kisveyat, so in printed editions. So the question is how it got there. But one possibility is that maybe the Magen Avraham holds, like the Rambam, in Mishneh Torah, you don't need it. Now, that still a little bit requires explanation because the Gemara quotes it. So maybe the Magen Avraham assumed that this Gemara is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's true, it says it's a Gezeirah Shavah, but maybe it's really just an attempt to find an Asmachta, and it's really just a Din D'Rabbanan. And therefore, the Magen Avraham is correct in saying you're Yotzei the Chiyuv D'Oraisa when you daven. Oh, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? No, I know you need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Din D'Rabbanan. Now, it doesn't really help the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, because the Rambam in Mishneh Torah is not just recording the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, he's also recording the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. So he should also mention the Chiyuv of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim when he's telling you about the Mitzvah of Kiddush. But at least for the Magen Avraham, maybe we saved him. Magen Avraham holds that this Gemara is Din D'Rabbanan, and therefore you're still Yotze, the D'Oraisa Chiyuv of Kiddush, when you say Kiddush in davening. Yeah.
Semi-chloe-proti type of thinking, and that when it comes to the dins of Shabbos, they're bundled together, and then we also throw, not on top of them, but we bundle it in a separate, at the same time, but it's a separate din of also doing Zeirah Sidrei Mitzrayim. And it wouldn't be my forgive you, because it's not together like this, but together like this.
Okay, but is it part of the Chiyuv of Kiddush, or is it not part of the Chiyuv of Kiddush?
It's while you do the Chiyuv of Kiddush. It seems like it's while you do, when you make a mentioning of...
You want to say that the ideal way of doing Kiddush is to also say it's Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not Ma'aki the Chiyuv of Kiddush.
I think so.
Uh-huh. Okay, I mean, that's... That would be a big Kiddush. It's possible, but... we don't have any... It's a good thought, but we don't... Maybe I don't want to say it's cute. Cute is derogatory. I don't want to say it's cute. It's a very creative suggestion, and I would just want more proof for such a suggestion. I mean, I would want a Rishon who says something, and that in his words you could say, like, look, that's what he's saying. That's what I mean. Meaning, until right now, it's just the right now it's just a svara. No, right now it's just a svara. So, is that what the Magen Avraham was thinking? Yes or no? There's no indication the Magen Avraham he was thinking that way. If you could bring me like something in the Magen Avraham that implies that, then it's a whole different story. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How then could the Magen Avraham agree with the Rambam if there's a Gemara that contradicts it and the Rambam also lists this with the Rambam?
No, I didn't say he agrees. He's saying, the Magen Avraham is saying that if we assume, like the Rishonim who hold that Kiddush is only Durabanan, Kiddush Alakos is only Durabanan, so I hold, that you, I hold, the Magen Avraham says, I hold, that you can be Yotzei Kiddush with davening. Oh, what about this Gemara? This Gemara is Durabanan.
And the proof of that is, what did the Rambam have to do with that then?
What do you mean, what does the Rambam have to do with that?
Why was the Rambam...
Why did I bring up the Rambam?
Why is the Rambam relevant to the...
Because the Rambam also doesn't quote this Gemara.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so there's like a little bit of a precedent to at least disregard this Gemara to a degree.
Remember saying that we know for sure that Sefer HaMitzvos was written by the Rambam?
It was definitely written by the Rambam. It was written in Arabic, as opposed to the Mishnah Torah.
Right, which is...
But I would imagine that, like, this is not something that's lost in translation. Like, the word Yetzias Mitzrayim...
I'm saying because it was written in Aramaic, you know, it
was... Arabic.
It was directly from the Rambam, because that was what he spoke.
No, but he also spoke Hebrew. He definitely wrote both. We have his signature. We know for sure he wrote both. That's not a question. It's interesting. There is a little bit of a debate if he wrote the Mara Nevuchim. But, I mean, it's not really a debate. But there are some voices that say he didn't really write the Mara Nevuchim. Yaakov Emden, I think, writes like that in some places. In other places, he says he did write it, so it's not clear exactly. But for sure, the Mishnah Torah and the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam wrote.
So wonder if it's still valid, even according to those opinions. Even if the Rambam did write it, would it still be a valid work?
Yeah, but it's not the Rambam. So it probably loses a little bit of its...
There's no way you can take because there's nothing about it being Arabic saying that someone was writing the Sefer HaMitzvos.
No, the only reason we sometimes mention the Sefer HaMitzvos is written in Arabic is that maybe we have to be a little bit less medayik in his lashon, because it's not his original lashon, it's a translator. Yeah, Danny.
The Barrel of the Right said the Rambam doesn't actually say exactly to Mitzrayim, but when he says the Mashamar, the Yotzei V'Sefiras Dvarim,
it's including Yetzias Mitzrayim. That we're going to go with the Rambam with that. But in terms of this Gemara, listen, according to the Rambam, he could still work with the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, it could be you don't have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at all.
That's what I'm saying. According to Rambam, you do need to mention
it. That's in Sefer HaMitzvos. In Sefer HaMitzvos he says that, but not in the Mishnah Torah, and even in the early editions of the Sefer HaMitzvos he doesn't say it.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't specifically say it, but in the early editions, once it says Zechiras Bidvarim, the Be'er Lachos says that includes...
Why would that include Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is that really what the Be'er Halacha is saying? Which line are you on in Be'er Halacha? What's the first word in the line?
Mitzrayim.
Halfway down or like how far down?
The second big line.
Second big line. I think we maybe have... Okay, you'll show me afterwards. Because I think we have a different edition. Okay, so that's one approach. How to save the Magen Avraham from the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. And that is bad assumption. You don't need it. You're asking, oh, you need Yetzias Mitzrayim? No, you don't. You don't need Yetzias Mitzrayim. At least not on a D'oraisa level. The other way to answer his question is to say, you're right, you do need it. But guess what? You have it. This is a don't need it or already have it. Either you don't need it or no, you actually have it. Now, how can he say that you have it? Do you need Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the first approach, you don't need Yetzias Mitzrayim. I know the Gemara says you do. Yeah, that's D'rabbanan. The other possibility is to say that you do and you mamish have it. How do you mamish have it? So I didn't give you this, I apologize. If you look in the Rashbam on this Gemara. The Rashbam says like this, Sorach shigizko yitzias mitzrayim b'kiddush, you have to mention yitzias mitzrayim, bein b'kos, bein b'tfilah shel Shabbos. The Rashbam says you have to mention it both in davening and ala kos.
So doesn't bein mean like...
So, No. Yeah, both. Yeah,
you mean either one, no?
No. It means on both. Bein bein ubein means on both. Here. Yeah. So if you look in the back, the one of the mafarshim in the back. Hold on, I don't remember which one it was. It not the Marek Cohen, I think maybe the Marek Cohen in the back. The Marek Cohen in the back tells you, look at the kolbo. Look at the kolbo. The kolbo is a Rishonic Rishon. An Ashkenazic Rishon. I just realized I forgot to print it, so I'll read it to you.
It's in the Be'er Halacha also.
Oh, he makes reference to it also? Okay, good. So listen to what he says. In the Sefer Kolbo, He's recording how to daven on Shabbos. And he says like this. He says, there were those, Yesh Mosifin, there are those who say in the bracha, in Atakidashta, Achrei Vayechulu, they say the following. Vayomer Hashvi Ratziso Boga Kidashto, Chemdas Yomim Oso Karosa, Zecher Lamaseb Rashis, Uli Yitzias Mitzrayim, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, and then they continue. He quotes, that's not our Nosach. But the Kolbo quotes a Nosach that we don't just say Zecher Lamaseb Rashis, either Zecher Lamaseb Rashis, Uli Yitzias Mitzrayim.
This is Friday night.
This is Friday night davening. So the Rashbam is probably or very likely referring to this Mesorah. Apparently in Ashkenaz, there was a Mesorah that in Friday night davening, you don't just say Zecher L'Maaseh B'Reishis, you say Zecher L'Maaseh B'Reishis, Uli Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to the Kolbo, we have it on the books, there was a Girsa in Ashkenaz that in davening mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Minchas Chinuch asks in the Magen Avraham, how can you be Yotzei Kiddush in davening? You don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. The answer is, what are you talking about? Yes, we do. We do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in davening.
Magen Avraham was Ashkenazi?
Yes. We do mention it. So that would be the response to the Minchas Chinuch. There is, one second, there is another way to answer, a third way to answer up the Kasha, and it's along the same lines. It's to say, yes, we do. Right? The question was, how are you going to be Yotzei Kiddush and Davening? You don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we just answered and said, yes, we do. And I would call that the yes, we do, the hardcore yes, we do. Now we have a less intense yes, we do. Well, how do we have what's a lesser intense yes, we do? The Be'er Halacha mentions that if you look in Davening, you'll notice that after Shema, in MSV Amuna, what is MSV Amuna all about? Yes, Mitzrayim. Oh, so he says maybe in Tefillah we also mention Shabbos and we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because right before Shmona Esrei you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, you're going to tell me, but this is big hafsek, because then we say Hashkivenu, and but the Gemara already says about Hashkivenu that it's a Gula Richta. Oh, but what about the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei? Those aren't about Shabbos.
Sheva.
So he says, you're right. So I don't know, maybe the Magen Avraham means that like you can look at davening as a whole. Then he says, you know what? Maybe we're misunderstanding it. When were you Yotzei Kiddush? The Magen Avraham says you're Yotzei Kiddush and davening. We all assume that meant Shmon Esrei. Maybe that doesn't mean Shmon Esrei. Maybe that means before Shmon Esrei. Because what do? We say MSV Amuna, and what do we say right afterwards? Vishamru. So maybe that's when we're Yotzei Kiddush. Not in Shmon Esrei, but before Shmona Esrei. But he's not sure because you don't really talk there about Kedusha Shabbos. You don't make a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. You don't, Atah Kidashta, Shmona Esrei is about Kedusha Shabbos. Remember the Pasuk says, Zachor Yom HaShabbos? Lekadsho. Where in Bishamru? Bishamru B'nai Yisrael, the Shabbos, Lassos, the Shabbos, the Dorosan B'Yisalam, Beini Uvein B'nai Yisrael, Sidam, Kishesh, Sidam, Asas. We don't mention Kedusha. Okay, but we don't mention the words of Kedusha are not mentioned. So that's why he's not sure about it. So in Eretz Yisrael, we don't say B'Shamru, right. The Gra doesn't say, but here they do, because there's the Sephardic practice. But the Gra doesn't say, and many Ashkenazi communities here in Eretz Yisrael do not say B'Shamru. So you're right, that would be a problem if we're going like that. So at the end of the day, when everything settles, how does the Magen Avraham maintain that you're Yotzei Kiddush with davening? What about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Either number one, you don't need it. Number two, you do need it, but you have it, because that's a unique nusach of tefillah. Or you need it, and you sort of have it, because davening mentions it a little bit.
I think that's because that's in my fetish.
Okay.
According to the last one, you would be saying
you what? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The second answer to the third answer is that really has nothing to do with Shmona Esrei. You're saying it in
listen. Why does it have to be? Why does it have to be Shmona Esrei? The whole idea is: did you say Kiddush on Shabbos? I said Kiddush on Shabbos. What does it need to be in Shmona Esrei for? Let's say Shema mentioned Shabbos and Kedusha Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you'd be Yotzei with, if you're like the Magen Avraham, you'd be Yotzei with Kriya Shema.
Mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim.
What Kriya Shema? Right. It does. Yeah. Exactly. So. If we have Yetzias Mitzrayim and we have Shabbos being mentioned, so okay, you're Yotzei Kiddush. Beseder. Lamaisa, the Manchas Chinuch was one of the big misnagdim against the Magen Avraham's Chiddush. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch, and we've dealt with the Minchas Chinuch. There are some other misnagdim, or other voices, that are mitnaged to the Chiddush and the Magen Avraham. One is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that we know there's a din that, and we've mentioned this before, mitzvos trichos kavana. Big discussion. Mitzvos do not need kavana for all of the extra kavanas, except for tefillin maybe, and sukkah, shema, interesting, maybe, kabbalos macho shamayim. We said it by tefillin, right? We talked about it by tefillin. It might be ma'akeh because the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch put the tam into the halacha. We said it by sukkah. You have to have the anane hakavod in mind. But in general, you don't have to have the inyan of the mitzvah in mind. But you do have to have in mind that you're being yotzei the mitzvah. You are not yotzei a mitzvah d'oraisa unless you have in mind that you're being yotzei the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, how many people, when they daven Shmona Esrei, or davening on Friday night, are having in mind that in addition to davening, they're also being yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush? He says, especially when you know that waiting for you at home is a nice chilled wine, sitting at home with challahs and a whole suda, Kiddush b'makom suda. So you know that when you get home, that's when you're really doing the mitzvah of Kiddush. Your kids are going to sing with you, you're going to have it on wine, you're going to have suda, b'makom suda. Because psychologically, because or subconsciously, because you know that you have Kiddush going on at home, you probably are not having kavana when you daven to be yotzei Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah says this whole idea of like, oh, everyone's already yotzei with davening, that's not true. Only the people who actually know this halacha and actually have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, and to be yotzei Kiddush. So that's reason number two to be misnaget to the Magen Avraham. Now, it's not a fundamental opposition. It's not that the Magen Avraham is wrong. It's just that it's not usually going to happen that people are going to be yotzeing with Kiddush, with davening. And the third mitnaged, this is a much more fundamental hitnagdut, that is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer has a very interesting suggestion. He says that maybe when Chazal came and were misaking the din of Kiddush b'makom suda, they didn't just add an extra layer to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Oh, there's a mitzvah called Kiddush, and we're going to add an additional layer. Kiddush needs to be done b'makom suda. He says, no, that's not what they did. When they made their takana of Kiddush b'makom suda, they uprooted the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush and said, Kiddush can only be done b'makom suda. And the Chassam Sofer. And that the gezeira, the takana of Chazal, was to say that if you don't say Kiddush b'makom suda, you're not yotzei Kiddush, even mid'oraisa. Right? We've discussed this before. We said that the one who really puts us on the map is the Prima Gadim in his Psicha Kol Eles, the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim. He writes that whenever there's a Takana de Rabbanon, you have to understand, were the Rabbanon just adding an extra layer? Or were they redefining the mitzvah? And they were saying that we are coming and saying that you're no longer Mekayim the mitzvah anymore. Right? Rav Yitz, I discussed with them, I don't know if you were here, the case of the woman going to the mikvah to be Mekayim, the D'oraisa din of Nida, but not the D'rabbanon din. And is it true that you can at least chop the D'oraisa? If you can't chop the D'rabbanon, at least chop the D'oraisa. Or, no, it doesn't work that way. The D'rabbanon, when they made the D'rabbanon, they uprooted the D'oraisa. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to pick one way, and now that's how all D'rabbanons are. It could be regarding this din, it was Mesakein this way, regarding this din, it was Mesakein this way. But that's what the Chassam Sofer suggests. The Chassam Sofer suggests that when they made the Takana of Kiddush b'makom suda, they now said, you will not be yotzei the mitzvah, even on a d'oraisa level, unless you do it b'makom suda. And that would be a kash, and that's a rejection then of the Magen Avraham, that you would not be yotzei the d'oraisa during davening, because it wasn't done b'makom suda. Yeah.
I actually understand the exact opposite.
In the Chassam Sofer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let me hear.
I understand the way of saying that Vada, you should have Kavana that you are not fulfilling your obligation. For if you didn't have Kavana, you would have fulfilled your obligation, and it's better to do it at the Suda. So it seems like had you had that...
Where is it? Where is it? Who's got it here? I don't know. Oh, here, I have it here.
It's on the... Right? You have to have the... Not that if you don't have any... not that if you don't have any money you won't fulfill, but Vada, you have to have money that you are not fulfilling your obligation.
Ukiilu, how do you read the last five words? How do you understand the last five words?
Any wise person who's wise enough to know there's something called Kedit, there's something called Kiddush during Tefillah, he's Masna to not be Yotze.
That's how you understood it?
He says it's like in the future.
Ki'ilu Leiv Chachamim Mutnim Al Zeh. All right, well, we're going to take a look at it again. This is the way I said it to you is definitely the classic way to quote the Chassam Sofer. This is a famous Chassam Sofer. It's quoted a lot. But we'll take a look again.
Do you see what I'm going?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Was it also cute or not?
I mean, if you look in the context of the tshuva, I believe it's pretty clear in the context of the whole tshuva. And I only gave you one line from it because there were other lines that were complicated and I didn't want to confuse you guys. But we'll take a look at it again. But that I think is the traditional way to understand this Chassam Sofer. And for sure, you know, we don't even need the Chassam Sofer. For sure, the Prima Gadim brings up the possibility that when Chazal made Takanas Derabanan, they sometimes might have even uprooted the Kiyum Dioraisa until you do it the way the Derabanan said. And therefore, even if we don't want to pin it on the Chassam Sofer, we can pin it on the Prima Gadim. Again, the Prima Gadim doesn't say specifically by Kiddush, but the Prima Gadim's concept by Derabanans we can apply here as well.
Yom Kippur, Shachalios B'Shabbos.
Yeah.
How is anyone going to be Yotze Kiddush D'Oraisa?
Okay.
If you hold it, you're still Yotze Kiddush D'Oraisa.
If you
hold it, there's a way that you're Yotze Kiddush D'Oraisa. So then,
wait, it's Barur that there's a Chiyuv Kiddush on Yom Kippur?
Shabbos.
Oh, when it's Shabbos. Oh, okay, yeah, sorry.
So if you hold it, you can still Yotze Kiddush D'Oraisa in such a way. I mean, we're poker the Kiddush D'Oraisa.
I mean, how are you Mekayim Suda Shabbos on Yom Kippur?
Or there's an insertzom, it's a conflict. But if we D'Oraisa the Kiddush doesn't require codes. If that one, they gave it a framework. They clearly had to have left the original Kiddush Shalal HaKos and Yom Tzidav Tefillah. It could have totally been Oker Kiddush Shalal HaKos.
Okay, so that's interesting. That is
it wouldn't make sense for them to do that.
Well, that is a... hold on. There's a Taz. The Taz asks. We don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos because Shema Yisakin Kli. Shema Mavir B'dal Ramos. So therefore, they said don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Sorry. No. So somewhat. So once we're making derabbanans, why didn't they? You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. But on a random Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar. So it's not a musical instrument. Because they were derabbanan, shami attacking klishir. So if we're getting very concerned, like someone might carry it, how come they didn't make a gezeira when they made the gezeira on klishir? How come they didn't make the klishir? How come they weren't gozer? There's a gzeira on Shabbos and Yontif that you can't play an instrument. So why weren't they gozer on Rosh Hashanah? You can't blow shofar. Gzeira shema yisakin klishir. Okay, but why can't they can uproot? They're allowed to uproot it. A mefurish b'shev al taisa. They're allowed to uproot a mefurish din. So the Taz writes that there's no gzeira derabanan that completely uproots a din. They were only able, even though they have a koach to uproot a din, the oraisa, only if they leave some area where there's still a... So why am I quoting that? How's that connected to this? Because...
They made the gzera, they only had the kiddush.
Okay. Interesting discussions. Let's go. I want to finish up the studio. Unless you want to do another day of Tzachim tomorrow.
I'm down.
So let's finish. I said, if you want to do another day of Tzachim, or we got to finish up the sugya right now. Let's bring it home. Last thing that we need to talk about is the chi of nashim. We already said that nashim are chayiv midioraisa. It's actually mafurish gemara. Brachos Daf Chav says nashim are chayiv bekiddush hayom. Why isn't it a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? So the answer is kol sheyeshno, because they're chayiv in zachar v'shamor, because they're chayiv in the los aseis of Shabbos, they're also chayiv in all of the aseis of Shabbos. Okay. The question is like this. Now, the nafkamina would be that, for instance, a katan would not be able to mimotzi his mother, because she's chayiv midiraisa, she's only chayiv midirabanan. Okay. Oh, so what about a husband? According to the Magen Avraham, this Magen Avraham that we've been discussing, when the husband comes home from shul, he's already yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. He's now only chayev midrabanan. But his poor wife is sitting there at home. Let's assume that she didn't daven Maariv. So she didn't daven Maariv. She's still chayev midrabanan in Kiddush. How is he, who's only chayev midrabanan, going to be motzi his wife in a d'oraisa? Now, you might be saying to yourself, what do you mean? What's the problem? In general, we know there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Afa pishi yatsa motzi. You know that. I don't know if you're aware of this. If I make Kiddush in my house, let's say I make Kiddush Friday night, and then all of a sudden, knock on the door, it's Shlomster. And I say, Shlomster, what are you doing? He says, I escaped Shalavim. I went out for Shabbos. And I don't have a place to eat. Can I eat here? So I say, yeah, sure, come on in. You didn't hear Kiddush. You didn't hear Kiddush yet. We want to hear Kiddush. So Shlomster says, yeah, I don't know. I don't really like making Kiddush. Can you make Kiddush for me? So what am I supposed to say? I'm already Yotzei, though. Right? There's going to be gefilte fish at the table. You, yeah, you have to have an Ashkenazi Kiddush if you need gefilte fish at the table. So he wants an Ashkenazi Kiddush. So I say to him, oh, I already made Kiddush. I can't make Kiddush for you. That's not true. I can make Kiddush again for him. What do you mean I can make Kiddush again for him? Because Avo Bisha Yotza, even though I was already Yotze, I can be Motzi him. It doesn't, and you know what? If and therefore the Gemara says, for instance, and the Rush quotes it here by benching, let's say I was only Ochel, a small amount of bread. I ate a kazayas. So, midrabanan I have a chayiv to bench. Even though benching is dioraisa. But you're only chayiv benching dioraisa if you eat kidei svia, if you're full. Because it says, v'yochalta v'savata uveirachta. So, am I able to make to bench for you? I only had a kazayas. So, I'm chayiv to bench midrabanan. You're chayiv to bench midrioraisa. Can I be motzi you? We have different levels of chayiv. The answer is yes. You know why? Because of the din of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebozeh. That's what Gemara says, Arvus. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebozeh, which means, let's just say in simple terms, my chiyuv is always ongoing if you still have a chiyuv. I'm not done until you're done. So I can bench for you. I can make Kiddush for you, even though I already made Kiddush. I can bench for you, even though I'm only chayiv midrabanan, because I'm shaykh to the Dioraisa, just like you're shaykh to the Dioraisa. There's a din of Arvus. So I should be able to make Kiddush for my wife. Because even though I was already Yotzei, now I'm only Chayim Midrabanan, but Arvus. The only problem is the Rush writes regarding benching. The Rush writes that a woman, there's a big discussion in the Gemara whether a woman is Chayim Midrabanan benching or not. Why? Because part of the Chiyuv of benching is to say things, Al Haaretz, Al V'Yalam Mozon, women, it's a discussion about women having Sheikhs to a Nachala, we know it's a big discussion in the Chumash. We say, the Gemara goes through all the different lines in benching that might be problematic for a woman. Briska shechasamta b'bsarenu, she doesn't have a chiyuv of a bris mila. So, al ha-Torah shenilmadetanu, she doesn't have a chiyuv in Talmud Torah, but maybe she does for the mitzvot that she's shayachin. So all of these discussions is a whole question whether women are chayiv in benching. And even if we would say that she's not chayiv in bris, but she's shayach to the Torah and she has a son, so after all the dust settles, In the end of the sugya, there isn't an absolute conclusion whether women are chayav midrabanan or not in benching. And therefore the Rush says in his perush and his psakim on brachos, the Rush writes, since it's a discussion, a woman should not be motzi a man in benching because she might not be chayav. And even if you're going to tell me arvus, women are not shaykh to arvus. That's his line. Doesn't explain why. He says women are not part of the din of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebozeh. That's what he says.
Maybe it's just women, not to men.
That's all he says. Hold on. That's all he says. A woman cannot be motzi a man because she's not shaykh to arvus. So arvus means Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebozeh. So based on all of the background I just told you, comes the note of Yehuda in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch called Dagel Mervava, and the note of Yehuda says, I have a big suffix. Is a man really able to be motzi his wife when he comes home from shul? According to the Magen Avraham, he's only chayv midrabanan. She's still chayv midoraisa. What would be the halachic mechanism that would allow him to be motzi her? Arvus. But the Rush said that women aren't bechlal arvus. So he says, like Shimi, I'm not sure exactly what that means, that women aren't bechlal arvus.
Who says that?
The Dagel Mervava.
They're not.
No, the Rush says that they're not bechlal arvus. So the Dagel Mervava says, I don't know exactly what that means. Does that mean that women never accepted upon themselves to have achrayut for everyone else? Or, meaning that a woman does it in a position where she needs, her chiyuv is not done until everyone's done. She never accepted that upon herself. She never accepted obligation on others. Or does it also mean that others never, the men never accepted obligation for the women, that they're not b'chla arvus at all? So he says, I'm not sure exactly what the Rush meant by that, so I'm not really sure exactly how we can be so confident that a man can be motzi his wife. Hold on one second. How can I be so confident that a man can be motzi his wife? This is the kasha of the Dalil Mervoma. How do we deal with that kasha? So there, this is like a very famous sugya. A lot of different people try to give different suggestions. One, probably the most classic answer is to say that the Rush only said that women are not b'chal arvus by benching. Why? Because since there's a whole discussion whether they're shaykh to the etzem mitzvah, if they're not shaykh to the etzem mitzvah, they're also not going to be shaykh to arvus on the mitzvah. It doesn't mean they're not, any mitzvah that they're actually chayiv in, they're also going to have a din of arvus for those mitzvahs. But it's dafka by benching that the Rush meant that women are not b'chlal arvus. So therefore, by Kiddush, where a woman is chayiv midioraisa in Kiddush, why wouldn't it, even the Rush would agree that she's b'chlal arvus? That's one direction that people go in. The other one, which is going to sort of bring everything back to how we started with the sugya, is based on Rabbi Kiva Eiger. The Ner Halacha quotes the Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Eiger says that when you go over to a person and you say to them, Good Shabbos, so you're making the mitzvah of Kiddush, midioraisa, according to the Rambam. We already noted that's very strange. The Rambam, we thought, had a lot of rules about what you have to say. Go del hayom, hivdilo mishar hayomim, how it's a unique day, it's a different day. How is just saying good Shabbos to someone? Add on to that the question that we dealt with today, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? You're just saying good Shabbos. Right? Danny told me that Rav Sobolovsky was giving a share on this and said that what Rabbi Kiva Eiger might have meant was, or I don't know if he said it that way, it was you have to go over to someone and say, Good Shabbos on this great day, which is Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eiger meant, that you could be Yotzei Kiddush. That's not what Rabbi Kiva Eiger says. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, Shabbat Shalom, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, or maybe not Shabbat Shalom, that just means like nice Shabbos. Maybe good Shabbos, a good Shabbos. Maybe that is how you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So therefore, someone has suggested that Rabbi Kiva Eiger, based on this Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that's why the Minhag Yisrael is that when you walk into the house, you come into the house and you say, Good Shabbos. And the wife says, Good Shabbos. And as soon as everybody says that, now we were all Yotzei Midiraisa. Now all that's left is a Dirabana. Now, very interesting, the Chut Shani, which is Rav Nissim Karelitz. So Rav Nissim Karelitz writes in the Sefer Chut Shani, he realizes the problem with this Rabbi Kiva Eiger. How can you say Good Shabbos is a kiyum of Kiddush? So he says, maybe when you say Good Shabbos, because you don't say Good Sunday. You don't say Good Monday. Some people say Good Friday, but we don't say Good Friday. You say Good Monday, Good Tuesday. You don't say that. You only say Good Shabbos. So maybe Etzem saying Good Shabbos is already being mavdilit from all the other days. Because it's like a unique... Yeah, that's a real thumb twister, right? So maybe when you say Good Shabbos to someone, the act of saying Good Shabbos is Yivdilo Mishar HaYomim, and that's what Rabbi Kiva Eiger meant. Be that as it may, that would be the... these are some ways to work out the issue. I feel like we did the mitzvah of Kiddush, right? We still have like two or three other sugyas on Kiddush. Can you make Kiddush on schnapps? And a bunch of better red wine versus white wine. There's lots of other sugyas that have to do with Kiddush, but I think we're going to move on to Bava Metzia, Mirtz Hashem. Okay, everyone, have a great day. It's